You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with day 15 of Sherpa Shorts.
Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast coming at you with a 26-day adventure through the alphabet, coming up with a word for each letter and then having a little conversation about how it relates to student ministry. Already on day 15.
We are cranking, man.
Man, this is awesome.
We're on the fast train.
Today is your day, Mr. Anderson.
It is.
So what is your word for?
The letter O.
The word for the letter O is oops.
Oops?
Oops.
Is that even a word?
Is it a real word? You can look it up.
Is it a dictionary?
I use it in Scrabble all the time.
Well, does anyone challenge?
It's none of your business.
Okay, all right,
the word
fine.
Is oops. Oops.
So what do you got?
Yeah, in student ministry, really in life, we have big time screw ups, right? We mess up. We do things that we just should never have done. We create some program that was just dumb or an event that idiotic, or we bring on a volunteer we never should have brought on, or we get ourselves in trouble with the leadership of the church and we probably should be fired.
Big mistakes.
Yes.
Big oops.
But more common are the little oops, right? The little mistakes, the goof-ups, the funny things, the small mistakes that are very forgivable, but we're very embarrassed with ourselves.
Oh, 100%.
For having done them.
Absolutely.
So I thought it'd be fun just to share a few of our oops moments through the years and just have a few laughs.
Yeah, not long ago I was teaching. Oh, this is hilarious. It came to me just like that.
Oh.
I was teaching.
You didn't have to dig deep into
I didn't have to go very far to find a few of these stories. So I'm teaching not too long ago to our high school ministry, and I was trying to make the point that sort of life had been a little rough during 2017. It was a little rough year for our family, and we endured a lot of difficult things. And so it was a point in the message. But all of a sudden, I just said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, 2017 can suck it. And then I let it sit there. Like, I just let it land.
Oh, for the dramatic effect.
For the dramatic effect. And then as it was sitting there, as I was lingering on that moment, I thought, oh, Lord, I should not have said that. That's not a thing I should say in public anywhere, let alone in front of a bunch of high school kids. And then I'm starting to kind of get that, you know, like peripheral vision. I'm like looking. And it was like that, like Ferris Bueller moment where they're all like wide-eyed, staring, like, what are we supposed to laugh? Was he supposed to say that? Was that like for effect? Was that to draw us in? And then I kept going. And of course, I was so sidetracked by saying the rest of the message just was in the toilet. It was terrible. And eventually, I was like, all right, guys, look, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. And then we ended in a fine place. But man, it was just embarrassing.
Our youth pastor can suck it.
Can suck it, exactly.
I had one similar to that a few years ago. I was teaching the high school group, and I was being super deep and philosophical. And I was talking about how small we are in light of the universe and the enormity of creation, and how we're just really insignificant if you really get down to it. And I said the famous words, "We are but dust."
Which is a very pithy saying.
It's a wonderfully deep, meaningful saying. We are but dust. One of the kids raises his hand and he goes, "Hey, Pastor Steve, did you just say we are but dust?" And of course the room is gone.
They're gone. Gone. You've lost it. It's over.
I've lost it. The whole message was done, and that was it.
Oh, man.
That was the night right there.
Oh, that's terrible.
I still get that all the time. Yeah. Hey, are we butt dust?
The students are relentless. They're just merciless. I needed to send a text out to our texting system, you know, to get to our old student ministry.
Yeah.
I was homesick. It was a Sunday night, actually, so that other people were running ministry for me. I was homesick. I kind of hopped up on medication, but I needed to get a text out about this event we had coming up the next Saturday.
Okay.
You know, getting everybody going. And one of the big things was there was going to be a bake sale. And so I'm like, I'm typing along. There's going to be baked goods is what I typed. But
you should probably never use the word baked in any kind of text from student ministry.
Probably not. And it auto-corrected. I did not realize it until it was gone to like 275 students, parents, other people that are on our tech system. It auto-corrected to baked kids. So there'll be baked kids for purchase at this event.
Excellent.
And oh my God, my phone. We sold a lot of kids that night, man. It was amazing. Getting them in the oven was tough, though. Boy, my phone blew up. People were just, and I mean, this was years ago. I still get made fun of to this day. About, remember that day we sold kids? And yeah, oh man, it was crazy.
I have a texting nightmare story just from a few months ago. It was the Sunday of the Steelers-Jaguars playoff game. And of course, for me, that's super important. I was really into it. Thought we had Super Bowl aspirations for my squad. And so I'm sitting down to watch the game and I get this text and it's from the senior pastor. Now, I don't know if you remember in episode G, we talked about gangrene and killing things.
Yep,
you killed that episode. And I killed the Sunday morning high school program at our church a few months before that. And one of the bad fallouts from killing that is the kids used to all sit together in the front row, the service following that. And it was a great thing for our church. And the senior pastor had noticed that that had kind of fallen away because they weren't all at the same service necessarily.
Right, right.
And they were all together right before that. So he was frustrated and he had said something to me about, would you consider reigniting or restarting something on Sunday morning for high school?
No, no, don't
make
me do it.
And I'm thinking, no, I don't want to do that. That's not where we want to go with this. So I'm sitting there watching the football game and this is deep in my mind. I'm not thinking about it at the time, but I get this text from the senior pastor and it says, I would like to start a high school class on Sunday morning. Would you be interested?
Oh, no, no. Now,
my mind is saying, first of all, why are you texting me? The Steelers are losing. You know I'm aggravated. Secondly, you preach on Sunday morning.
How are you starting the class?
I thought he was pulling my chain. I thought it was some kind of prank or something, or he was just messing with me. So without thinking, I text back, no, I don't want to do that.
Wow. Bold. Straight up.
Straight up bold. We've known each other a long time. I can get away with it, right? So a few hours later, I'm still thinking about this, and I'm thinking, is he messing with me or not? And I'm about to show the text to one of my coworkers, and I pull it up, and I realize he didn't send it.
Oh.
It was from one of our deacons, who is a really great guy, who is very good to me, and I like him very much, and I didn't really take the time to see it was a group text.
Oh,
and
no.
So I blew this guy off totally with my response. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. So I had to go make that right. I had to get back to him and say, hey, sorry, let me explain what that was all about. And
yep.
Yeah. So it's all good.
Group text, group emails can
be
a problem.
Careful.
I sent an email recently to a group, and it had some information in it that one member of the group, who I forgot was in the group, was not to get. At least not yet.
Okay.
It wasn't a terrible situation. It wasn't anything bad. It wasn't like I was talking bad about anybody. I just was floating an idea that I wanted to get input on before I actually went to the person who was a part of the idea.
Do you use the CC function in your email?
Yeah.
Do you use the BCC function?
I have used that from time to time.
Every time I use that, I get so nervous.
Oh,
I'm
going to totally
screw that up. Mess up my life.
But anyway, so I sent this email. Out the email went. It was late on a Friday, you know. I was just trying to get out of the office. Sent the email. Within a minute, I get a text from one of the other people in the group that said, I don't think this person was supposed to be on this email. And I was like, oh, no. And then I literally sat and I stared at I was like, what am I going to do? I called that person. I was going to call that person and just say, hey, I totally blew it.
Okay.
Please don't read the email because it's not bad. It's not bad. Just delete it. I'll talk about it to you later, but I need some time. Da, da, da. They did not answer. So then I panicked.
Oh, no.
And then I realized, wait, this person works at the church, and so they have a church email address. I'm the email address administrator. So I went in. I just logged in and I changed the password so that I could log into the account. And then I logged into the account. I deleted the email, deleted it from the deleted file. And then I sent the person a text that said, hey, there was a problem and I had to reset your password. All only to find out that, of course, they had seen it on their phone before I did any of that stuff. And so then we had to kind of go back. I had to eat crow. And I had to, you know, and again, it wasn't a bad situation. It was just one of those like, oops.
You should
gotta be careful. Gotta be careful with that reply to all, too.
Oh, yes. Good point.
Reply to all can be problematic.
Reply to all may lead to your firing.
Yeah, it very well could. It very well could.
So in our database, there's two statuses. There's active and inactive,
sure,
right, for any students. And we have a check-in system on iPads. And so if you haven't been to our youth ministry for a while and you come and you check in, if you have been deactivated, it'll automatically reactivate.
Sure.
You. So we had a family that visited our church for a couple of weeks, and they left because they were unhappy with me.
As most people are.
As most people are. No, I'm just kidding. Angry enough to send, you know, an email to the senior pastor about me. But they left in a huff.
Absolutely terrible.
Left in a huff. And so their kids were deactivated from the database, and they were removed from any kind of correspondence. Until one of our students came in and accidentally signed in with the name of that student, because the names pop up on the screen.
Automatically
activated, right? So now they start getting the emails again.
Oh, no.
From the youth pastor at Mountain View.
I bet you they're thrilled to be getting those emails.
They are not happy at all. I get these angry responses. Please remove me from this email. We left the church. Not a good situation.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Oops. What about when you forget about an appointment or a meeting?
That happens.
Yeah. Yep.
I hate that. It's
You could be sitting in your office just cranking away on something, and then you get a text or a call that says, "Hey, I'm here. Are you close?"
Close to what?
Close to what? I totally forgot. Yeah. Or you're out. You know, I'm out at Walmart shopping for the event on Friday night or whatever it is, and then the admin from the church calls and says, "Hey, so and so is here for your 2 o'clock appointment."
Oh gosh, it's so awkward.
And has happened to you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel such a failure when it does.
And when it happens, do you just cop right to it and just be like, "Yeah, that was totally blew it," or
I create the biggest bald-faced lie I can.
Oh, I'm a pathological liar when it comes to that, 100%.
You know, I was on my way to the meeting, and then Bigfoot crossed my path, and I followed him into the woods and took some pictures, but the pictures were destroyed because I dropped my camera in the pond. Yeah, I can go quite a tale. We have quite a tale to get myself out of that.
How many times can I use the, my last meeting ran a little long, so I'm running late.
Right.
What meeting? There was no meeting. I just am a doofus.
Yeah.
Oops.
Did you ever get a kid's name wrong?
Oh, absolutely. And it's one thing to get a kid's name wrong, but to get a kid's name wrong that you should not get wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you've known for a long time.
Or to do it in front of people or when you're trying to recognize the kid.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
I've done that so many
times. We have this senior celebration we do, and we get them all on the stage in big church, and then I introduce them. I sweat bullets through that. I mean, I don't get nervous very often. I'm a confident. I like up front. I am nervous as all get out because I'm like, I'm going to forget a kid's name. I'm going to blank. Or some kid's going to show up.
Yes.
Who I've never met. And then I'm introduced, this is Susie, and this is the other kid who just is graduating, I guess. Oops.
Honestly, we don't do that anymore because of that. Because I don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah, you're smart. You're smart. I'm not. Oops.
Oh, lots of oops moments.
So cut yourself some slack. There's going to be those mistakes, and chances are they'll turn into a funny story that you could tell someday. But
yeah, they're painful in the meantime. Yep. But hopefully they won't get you fired. And oops, baby. One more time.
Oh, no. Come on. You can't go there. Don't do that. I think that signals the end of the episode. If you're going to go ahead and reference a Britney Spears song, we need to end the episode.
Okay.
All right. Back tomorrow.
Next episode of Sherpa Shorts. Sherpa's out.
Peace.